The Burt Show.
Look, we have marketing money and we have giveaway money, and I'm just looking for ways to give it away. So here's one way. We give you something, you give us something. Give us the tea right here, okay? Today is Morally Gray Wednesday. We're going to continue this series with a very specific focus today. This one's going to be real fun. Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have?
How did we get to this point? We'll give the number first.
All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, and we will give you $100 if we believe your confession, all right? Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have? Now, off the top of my head, I'm thinking like a stepbrother. I am thinking like, I think somebody here the other day said a pastor.
Oh, yeah, a priest.
Priest, that would be a good one right there.
That's a kink for some people.
Okay. But how we stumbled upon this, and you threw this out there, like, this needs to be our next Morally Gray, is the guy who hit us up, and it was the forgive or forget, and he didn't know if he should forgive his best friend for sleeping with his mom.
That's a good one right there.
That's how we got here.
Yep, okay, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have? And we will put you on the voice disguiser. This kind of shame just doesn't go away.
I mean, while we're waiting on phone calls, I guess I can kick it off.
Okay.
By all means, Kristen.
It's not Bart, right?
Well, I do have a confession to make. Do we need to have another family meeting about what's going on with Bart and I? No, it's not Bart.
Look, if you've got one, I could go on for 20 minutes on this one.
Mom should just go tit for tat. You give one, you give one. You give one.
Mine are nameless.
I'm going to keep mine nameless. And I mean, it's not that I shouldn't have. It's more of a I wish I wouldn't have, because looking back, I really don't want him on my bedroom resume. I'm just not really like, I'm not super proud of it. And I'm also looking back at it because he was so much older. Being the age I am now, I'm like, I think that man took advantage of me to a certain extent just because I was so young and vulnerable and, I'm by no means trying to say that he did anything nefarious, but looking back, it gives major ick.
It was consensual at the time, but in hindsight, if you knew what you knew now, you wouldn't do it.
Nailed it. Yeah, when I was 18, that 27-year-old umpire from the ballpark that I used to do stats for, shouldn't it? Yeah, no.
27-year-old. Well, you never really had a chance. You're in that umpire uniform. I mean, it's so sexy.
He's got his little clicker.
Is that gravitational pull? Every time you heard that clicker, something else went off inside of you.
That thumb was going at lightning speed.
Yeah, it's just looking back now, like the whole thing was just like really creepy. And he wasn't remotely hot. He had like yellow teeth because he smoked cigarettes. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
It's those tight black umpire pants.
Did you do it while he had the uniform on?
No, Abby. But we used to hang out in the parking lot after the games. Shoulda, coulda, never woulda.
It was a proximity crush.
Maybe that's what it was. And a fascination with an older man. Mm-hmm. But it's not like 9 years is a huge difference. But when you're 18 and he's 27, like, that's a substantial difference. Like, his frontal lobe was fully formed. Mine was not.
You were still cooking.
I was. And I was a long way from being done. She was still raw.
Chelsea. What?
The front lobe was still doughy.
That's not much better.
Dang it.
Don't tell me about your lobes.
Chelsea wants to be on the voice disguiser. All right, Chelsea, we're willing to give you $100, but you got to confess. Who did you sleep with that you should not have slept with?
I slept with one of my teachers after I had been graduated.
After you graduated, you slept with your teacher. Now, are you talking about a teacher from high school or one from college?
Ooh, one from high school.
How long after high school?
I was in college, so not very long.
So she's not disclosing. It literally could have been like a couple of months, or it could have been a couple of years after she graduated.
It was a couple of years. I was a junior in college, so just a couple of years after I graduated.
What subject did this person teach?
Ooh, that's gonna be a rough one.
Chemistry?
Phys
ed.
They teach the religion.
Stop.
Okay. This is getting better and better and better.
I also want to know the age gap.
Well, I was, let's see, 21, and they were 43.
Okay.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how are we ranking the religion teacher?
In what fashion?
In how good they were.
As a teacher?
No!
Come on, girl.
Come on, Chelsea.
I would say I'm good at a seven.
A solid seven.
Right, it's the Lord's number.
All right, Chelsea, hold on 1 second. That's a good starter right there.
I think she deserves $100 for that.
Yeah, she got it. Here's Mary. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, for $100, who did you sleep with that you shouldn't have slept with?
I slept with my step aunt.
Your step aunt. Now, I've seen this online, but I didn't realize it was a real thing.
How does this work? Yeah.
Well, they were, she and my uncle were going through a divorce, and I was young. She was, much older, and she, came on to me, and after a couple of drinks, I had an experience with her.
Was this your first experience with a woman, or do you identify as a lesbian?
It was. Nope. Well, I'm completely straight.
That's the only experience that you have had?
Yes.
And what was the age difference?
25 years.
25 years.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Wow. Does anybody else in the family know, or is this the first time you're saying it aloud?
This is the first time I'm saying it aloud.
Wow. I feel so honored.
Does it feel better? Yeah. Do you feel relieved in some way?
I do, actually.
What does your life look like now? Are you married now?
I am married.
Does he have any idea about any of this?
My husband does know, yes. But he's the only one that knows.
Do you still
have... Nobody else in the family does.
Mary, do you still have any interaction with said step-aunt? Do you see her at all?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. She moved away, but I see my uncle quite frequently.
Wow. All right, let me put you on hold. Yeah, you're getting $100. Are you kidding me? I should give you $1,000. Hold on a second.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah, and we're not in any rush to go anywhere.
Oh, my God. We don't have any ad breaks to get to.
We do. We're late already. Yeah. Hey, Kelsey, good morning. You were on The Burt Show. This is the person you should have slept with that you shouldn't have.
Good morning. Yes, so I am a lesbian. And what ended up ruining my marriage was my now ex-wife had a mistress. So when they ended up breaking up, I was on the lesbian app called Her. And I saw the mistress. She swiped on me. So I'm like, why not? And then we talked and we realized it would be a great way to get back at my ex-wife. So I slept with her.
So she cheated on you with this woman and then you cheated on her with the mistress?
We were already separated, but I knew that the mistress was a touchy subject. So
you think?
We decided it would be a great way to kind of get back at her.
I mean...
You were right.
Kelsey, I applaud your pettiness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed. So when the ex-wife's mistress swiped on you on this app called Her, did she know that you were the wife of the woman she was sleeping with? Or did you
100%.
Find... 100%. Okay. So this was all intentional from her. So she made the first move and you were like, absolutely, let's get back at her.
Yep.
Did the mistress have a reason to want to quote unquote get back at her? Like, was there beef in their relationship?
Oh, yeah. So my ex-wife ended up leaving the mistress for another woman. So mistress was upset that she left her. And yeah.
Wow. Looks like you have another person you need to swipe on.
Seriously, you need to call Netflix like tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, you got $100. Hold on. Okay, we might be heading into Icky Town. Good morning, Rob. You are on The Burt Show.
We're just now heading there?
Yeah, these other ones, no problem. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, Full disclosure, I was 18 at the time, and I slept with my dad's girlfriend.
Shut up, Rob. You did not.
But there's more to that. She also took my virginity.
Stop.
Okay. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, God.
How does this moment transpire? Like, how does it happen?
Well, Kristen, okay, well, when a man
and a woman.
She moved in and she gave me some eyes and we were watching a movie on the couch and one thing led to another and she took me to the bathroom. And not only that, but it was the best 4 minutes of my life. I'll say 4 minutes. I lost my virginity. But she was also on her freaking period. So that was like a weird virginity loss moment.
Yeah, I'd say it is. That is a weird first experience on a bunch of different levels.
You know, I was going to say, I'm not sure if I believe this, but that last little detail, you know, that I'm just going to.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're good, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're good. You are. Yeah.
I don't know if we can beat these.
I don't.
That was so weird.
I don't know if we want to.
She was like, let's go to the bathroom. I need a tampon.
No. I can't find one. I guess this will work.
Bert is so feverishly looking for one more call because we can't end on that.
I think that might be the best one to end on. I mean, yeah. This one is good, but it's not going to be that one. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, who did you sleep with that you should not have slept with?
Well, I was doing construction work for a company, and I got reported to HR because it was hot. It was summertime. We were in shorts. I was going commando, and there were some complaints, so I got reported to HR. They figured out that HR couldn't do anything since I was a contractor, but I had to talk with the assistant anyway, and I ended up sleeping with her.
So you're telling me, my dude, that you are so well endowed that you weren't wearing any underwear, it was summertime, and there were people looking at your junk that reported you to HR, and you ended up sleeping with the assistant.
Yes, but I don't know if I'm all well endowed. I don't know if it was just desperation on her part, or I don't know.
You're saying HR maybe called you in for sensual reasons.
They called me in for 1 minute, for one thing, and realized they couldn't do anything, but she suggested that I wear underwear afterwards.
That was a nice suggestion.
Do we think, after this segment, NPR is listening, deeply regretting mentioning the Bert Show yesterday?
Yes. How is it possible we got a plug on NPR yesterday?
Welcome to Morally Gray Wednesday, everybody.
There are so many of these. We could do this particular one many, many times.
Yep.
And I think we probably will. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.